With a current school population of 645 girls, the St. Vincent Girls High School was founded on May 8, 1911 and established by Mary L. Ince. The school was taken over by the government in 1914. GHS has long been recognized for academic excellence as well as a vibrant extracurricular life, particularly in sports. The school's headmistress, Latoya Durashe John, said today, May 6th, is being observed as Alumni Day, bringing together past students who have returned to share their experiences and inspire current students.
It was really a pleasure welcoming back 30 past students from the St. Vincent Girls High School for our career fair. They're all past students. They set up booths at the Arnold Sale Sporting Complex, and the girls were able to spend the day asking them a lot of questions about what they do and how, in terms of academic qualification, what do they need to accomplish the different careers. It was really heartwarming to see all of them coming back to give. On the 6th of May, we have different activities happening. The third formers have their Gillis Francis math competition, and that math competition was done in honor for former head of the mathematics department, Gillis Francis. It's a very competitive program here at our school, and the math department spearheads that initiative. In the afternoon, the Shafia London Business Challenge winners, this is the fifth year of that challenge, and the winners will find out the results in an afternoon ceremony. Miss London has graciously agreed to sponsor a trip to Barbados for the winners of that competition.
Mrs. Durashe John said today the students will also be carrying out 115 acts of kindness across various institutions in St. Vincent and the Grenadines.
The students will go to different institutions across St. Vincent and the Grenadines to engage in kindness all across the island. Girls will be visiting the School for Children with Special Needs in Georgetown and Kingstown. They are heading to the Bookerman's Clinic, the Layu Primary School, a lot of clinics across the island and primary school. We have our Carly Corp Clinic, Preschool and the Mental Hospital. We have the Thompson Home, the Lewis Bennett Home, the Sion Hill Primary School, some of them from 8:30 to 2 p.m. We are very excited for this initiative. We hope that they learn from it and they appreciate others. On Thursday, we have a full academic day. However, in the afternoon, we head to the Beachcombers Hotel Conference Room for our anniversary lecture, and that will be given by Tashika Haynes Bob. We'd also recognize three students in different areas, academic, sport, and in TVET. And on Friday, we have our sponsored walk for student life. We leave from the GHS at 8:30, and we head straight to Coconut Grove, where we have a picnic. One big picnic, but different setups for each of our forms.
Mrs. Durashe John expressed her pleasure with the consistent academic performance of the students, and she extended commendations to the parents for their unwavering support over the years, emphasizing that this partnership has been vital to the school's success. She further highlighted that the continued growth and strength of the institution depend on the commitment of its alumni, whose contributions ensure the school's enduring legacy.
Last year, we received our highest CSEC result in the history of our school. We had a 98.9%. Those girls made us very proud. So academically, you know, that is heartwarming. We cannot function without our past students. They are integral to the functioning of this institution. And we are shaping the future. It's our responsibility to ensure that they are guided. They are guided properly and shaped and nurtured in a way that would produce citizens who are able to meaningfully contribute to the development of St. Vincent and the Grenadines. We just want to thank our parents. Our parents are very supportive here at the Girls' High School. They are extremely supportive. Our teachers, they go above and beyond for our girls, and we appreciate them very much. So this is happy anniversary to all associated with the Girls' High School. We appreciate you, we love you, and we thank you.
Headmistress of the St. Vincent Girls' High School, Latoya Durashe John. With today's special report, I'm Carlton Harry.